All right,
Better.
we are in session at 7 o'clock. Here is the minutes. There's the payroll.
Sherry,
There
be a
is the,
man. I actually came with nothing. Yeah.
and there's the bill. Or the bills.
Did we get everybody's pay or timesheets okay? Yes. Cool.
Evening, Chief. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
What kind of trip to Vegas was that?
Quick one.
Pretty good. There and
I
back.
can't afford any longer than that.
And you didn't
That's
gamble in the
long.
right
That's,
place to dig it.
I didn't gamble much. Just eating there's enough to freaking break somebody.
Yep. Yep. Make a motion. Yeah. And assuming you filled in the proper boxes and crossed the proper T's and dotted the proper I's and so forth.
Yeah, like I said, I made sure that all the names and the friggin' numbers were still valid and got a new sheriff, so I had to friggin' change on that. Added more names on the wooden facility contact instead of just Gary.
You said you updated the wooden and stuff?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we've got
So,
everything signed.
yeah,
I
I'll
want to
make
stay in a
the
motion.
Yeah, I make a motion. We approve the minutes, payables, and payroll.
Okay.
Arthur.
That's what he'll pull out, and then we'll be all good.
All right. Open forum, Fran.
Yes, do you have any questions on the? I didn't know if anybody else would be here.
And you have a meeting tomorrow at
6:30.
6:30. Okay.
Okay, I will probably tune in.
You're on vacation with your grandkids.
I am.
So don't worry. I'm planning on being here. Are you going to be here?
No.
You going to plan to be here tomorrow?
No. You go look at that computer. If you've seen the phone calls that are on my phone, you understand why I will be tuned in.
Okay.
And the keyword is tuned.
Whose phone are you calling into?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Somebody's.
All right.
Whoever answers.
I'll have my phone, yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, we have a copy, an up-to-date copy here. Jerry printed off. That's the absolute newest one. I told her to get rid of all the other ones so we don't end up with a little confusion. There seems to have been quite a lot of confusion, period.
Well, and there's no document that shows the tracking. I saw she asked for. Well, she didn't give it to you in a way to do that anyway, so.
It wasn't that weird.
So it is what it is, and. That's she
so,
once figured out she'll go back to her old copy.
Anyways, our hearing will be at 7 o'clock before
Bye,
our
Todd.
first meeting in May.
Todd.
Take it easy, Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
Okay.
It has to be 15 days.
That's when you told me the date, right? You asked me the date, right? That's the date you said. Yeah. Yep.
It's the first meeting in May,
yep.
Which I believe is the 6th. And we'll do that at 7 o'clock. I'm guessing there'll be not a huge public crowd.
So what time will you start ours at 7:30?
Whenever that, just close that and
but when we
close
do
the hearing and then open the our town meeting.
But we have to do two separate agendas, I assume, because it's two different things.
No, one's a public hearing, so the public hearing would be the first part of the select board meeting.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I don't believe we can do is I don't believe we can vote to approve the plan that night or at that meet or during the public hearing. I think it has to be done at a separate meeting, which I'll find out for sure, but I'm fairly certain of that.
Is that before that next meeting? We have to, so we'll have to have a special meeting just to approve it, you think?
No.
Or you can wait 2 weeks to do that again to approve it?
Yeah, well, okay. As long as we stay within the 15 days of the newspaper ad to the public hearing, we're fine.
Oh. We're over that. Just,
yeah, okay. Actually, it's like 16, 17 days.
I think the last time we had a quick meeting the next morning.
Yeah.
Came in and signed it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
I thought Sherry Hobson's summation at the last meeting was pretty much spot on.
I know, but we still, as you guys, I appreciate everybody who's put the work into it. You still want to make sure it's as good as you can get it as far as the grammar and all that, because you don't want to look stupid either, you know? So somebody may pick it up new in town who wants to know about our town, and we want to make sure it
looked a lot worse.
Yeah, so I know that probably nobody reads it, but in case they do, because it is on the website. I will want to, once we're done and finalized and approved, I will want a copy to scan for the website too.
Right there.
We'll wait.
Well, it's got to go to the planning commission and they get approved first.
Right. No, I mean, when we're all done, get me a copy and I'll.
It has to go to Rutland, and you got to send one to Middletown, Dinmouth, Pollitt, Holton.
They can be electronic, correct?
I believe, that's...
Yeah, see, why not? PDF it to them.
Middletown or Timbuk just did theirs, and it came through electronically, so I don't see why not. All right, correspondence. There is a greeter class here for Lake St. Catherine Association. This is people checking boats, basically. Mm-hmm. That will be from 8:30 to, they want to use this building from 8:30 to 4:30 on the 14th, which is a Saturday. So they did it last year. They've
been
a few years. Didn't see any problem on that. We've got to get the other emergency plan, the LHMP. We have a special meeting on the 13th.
May,
which is it's Tuesday night, but it's in between our meetings, and that will be with whoever wishes to come. It's warned, whoever wishes to come, and Stephanie Bork from Stephanie Burke from Rutland Regional. We also have to get hooked up with a contractor to do that plan. I do have the proper way to do that. Finally, I got the, I know it's here somewhere. I'll have to take a look at that. The agenda, our agenda, it is, I'd like to make sure that it seems like every now and then we just get people thrown in here that we don't know about. For instance, the two guys that came that night for the deal there. I mean,
we knew they were coming. We knew they were. I knew they were coming. They emailed us, so I was worried.
No, I understand that, but I think it should be our decision, not just okay, come on down.
Oh. Well, they did. Yeah, they asked. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes, you're right. Yep. Thank you. Or if that night's okay to come, or what night's best.
You know, because it could be a night when we're doing budget or something, right. And all of a sudden you're sitting here for an hour listening to some guy talk about whatever.
Yeah.
All right. This is the minutes for the last Planning Commission meeting, the special meeting they had. And they have their... I'm not quite sure. I don't think their secretary really understands what she needs to be doing or not doing. But
yeah,
we're going to explain that.
Well, yeah, so we can't be in violation. And that's why I brought it up that night. If she wants to be secretary, it's fine. But we need to have 5 days. And you know that.
We don't.
And thank you to Laurel for helping, but that's not her job either, right. You know.
Well, and that's what I asked Sharon to send them to me. She says, well, I sent it to her, but it came back. Well, do you have a camera in your phone? She said, yeah. I said, well, take a picture of it. Send text it to me.
Well, that's still not right. Then she has to rewrite it.
So she did. So then she comes, when I come in for the meeting, Daniel, they were down in the park, and they come up, so she had a copy of it. So that's when Laurel scanned it and created it to send out. What I'd still like to do is when she has the minutes, is to take and send it to all the members also, rather than just have the minutes that night.
Prior to a meeting?
Prior to the meeting.
Well, they're on the line.
Yeah.
If we get them in,
right.
They go in on the website as unapproved,
yeah.
So everybody can go view them then,
right.
So that when they come in to the next meeting, they can
right.
Do whatever. And that's, I know Heather has sent us an email about why something changes up. I said, that will be discussed at your next meeting. Any corrections
changes,
to the minutes?
It's not. The exact same.
Yeah, I said that would be at your next meeting.
Yeah.
These are
one issue. You know,
should be no excuse or unexcused absence.
No.
Just whoever is present.
Right.
That's all you need.
Yeah, we don't.
One issue that you have is unlike the other 250 towns in the state of Vermont, we have the only elected planning commission.
Really?
Yes, that's a fact. I spent quite a lot of time at my meeting with Devin and the boys a couple weeks ago talking about this stuff. Anyways, so when the Planning Commission has issues amongst themselves, it's not my bailiwick, Paul's, Tammy's, Nora's. It's they need to, you know, they're elected officials, just like me or Paul or Tammy or Nora or whatever. So they have to follow by the same rules that we do. Somebody quits, they have to post it that they're looking for somebody. They get a letter or letters and review them, and they pick their replacement. The replacement is good until the next election. Just all the same as a select board or any other elected committee. So that seems to be another stumbling block as to who does what and when and where and how.
I think we still have to approve it.
Yeah.
Yes, we get the final say, but they have to go through the steps. Not,
right. Would it be worth it to have another town meeting to go move to the voters to say that the clinic could be appointed?
Right, you have to put out a petition.
You can. That's how it got changed. It always was appointed. And then they had a giant deal, something like we've had in the last month or two or three. And they decided they put a petition in to make an elected position. And basically, you've had a dysfunctional planning commission for a long time. Now they're finally starting to become somewhat functional. I mean, there was meeting after meeting where nobody showed up.
Yeah.
Didn't have a quorum, didn't have a meeting.
So I'm not all on. So once this is, this town plan's done, what's the next thing they should be doing, or is there nothing? I mean, or is that their sole purpose?
Unless something comes up, like for instance, somebody comes into town is going to build a 3,000 unit house,
mm-hmm.
or a trailer park, or, you know, there's nothing really for that. We don't have zoning, so it's not like other towns where they have zoning and sewer systems and water systems and da-da-da-da-da, police departments and so forth. We don't have anything. Many of them stuff.
So it's basically if something were to come up big like that, the town clerk or us would contact the chair of the planning commission to say, you need to have a meeting and do this or whatever.
But one thing you have to look at, and that's what we talked about, is that according to the book, is that we're supposed to meet every month. And if there's nothing to meet on, it doesn't make sense to have a meeting with nothing going on. So we'd have to change it in the town report that we don't need to be as needed by, mm-hmm. you know, direction of the select board or something like that. That effect. Just beneath the standards of what people are saying.
Yeah, I'm sure you know the person who does the book. But yeah, you're right. When you're not like something like this, you were busy, yeah. You know, so.
All right, got a thank you letter from the MWA for the Easter egg hunt. I assume that was a large success. It was a fairly good day.
It was raining and snowing, so.
Yeah. I thought it was a good day. No. Was it Saturday was a good day, maybe?
It was Saturday morning that was crappy. That's when we had it.
Oh, so. Okay. Sunday wasn't bad.
Yeah, Sunday or Saturday wasn't.
All right. And I was mistaken. When I said she was coming down to do the LHEMP, she's coming down to do the final stages of Rutland Regional Plan.
Okay.
Their plan. Not ours. We got to go through a contractor. Yeah, this is that's the grant. This is Rutland Regional Planning is finalizing its first draft of its 2026 regional plan. Now is the time to launch our third and last community engagement phase. That's what that special meeting is. It's
every month. I'll have to look at see what time it is. Is that like 6:30 probably in our set? Oh, so it's the same time as ours. Okay. No more after again.
Okay, so it's 7:13.
That's what you said.
In between our meeting, 13th, yeah. 7 o'clock. Yeah. I don't know. Planning Commission, public, it's public.
The other one is the 6th?
The hearing is the 6th. 6th, yeah. Public okay.
I was thinking public. There was one thing. I didn't know there was two things, so. Okay. Quite, there's always things you have to do. Well, wait a minute. No, the 13th, we wouldn't have a meeting. So well, we have to have a special meeting then. Because we have a meeting on the 6th next. So
we have our normal meeting on the 6th.
And then we have one the
then
next week.
Then we skip 13th. And then we have our normal meeting on the whatever
20th.
20th, 19th, something.
So is it the 20th?
The 13th is this meeting, and it is posted.
Okay. So there is another. So there's three meetings in a row. Okay. Got it.
That's correct.
I thought you were saying our next one.
That's what it's about, whether there's going to be, I mean, there's a little synopsis here of what's in it. This is on a computer. I just printed it off. Local authority, they're trying to do certain stuff, like local authority to establish speed limits less than 25. Right now, if you want to do 25 or less, you got to have a public traffic study done, which will cost you about $10,000. Okay. Eligibility to erect local information sign in, just a bunch of whole bunch of stuff here. More than okay. This is a grant agreement and the contracts. And this is for the LHEMP, which we have signed this, and you got to get a hold of somebody to do it, which will probably be Rutland Region Planning. They've always done it before. But it's all changed on how they do it. Basically, they made a position for Billy Jones at the state level. The grants for the class 2 road grant is in. The grant for the road slide, the
next step stuff. Yeah.
I can't think what it is.
We have the letters that had to go. I saw that all going.
What's that?
The letters to the owners. I know she was.
Well, we're at a standstill there. They've hired a lawyer.
Are you serious? I see. I didn't read all the emails. I just saw something going back and forth.
Yeah, they've hired a lawyer. I thought they might be here tonight.
Why are they hiring a lawyer? What's
well, on? Apparently they're not happy with the fact that we didn't have plans. They didn't get a copy of the plans. Well, we just got a copy of the plans.
Yeah.
We had to do 4 permits. We have $65,000 invested in this thing, and we haven't dug a shovel full of dirt yet.
Right.
So, and apparently they're talking, perhaps they might be selling the land or developing the land. and they're looking to make sure that we have an access road. They're concerned that it's going to be left a mess. And on it goes. Gina met with them several times. Dave was up there and met with them with Gina. And that's kind of where we're at.
I mean, are they asking us to add something that wasn't there? Like a road or something? I mean, that's not our responsibility.
That was we'll just one put of the it back things the way it was. As I understand it, and I was not there. I had work that day. They were concerned about an access road. The road, you can't build an access road down that hill.
Yeah.
I don't believe the state permit will allow us to do that. So basically, as of right now, I don't know where we stand. We're ready to go to bid.
Okay.
We had messed up and didn't send a $200 fee to the water resource or something to do with the state of Vermont. That is in the bills, I assume.
No, because we never got back where you wanted this sent because it was that email thing.
Yeah, no, there's an address there.
We have a card, though. They said we can pay it by card, correct?
No, you got to go on to this thing.
Right, you can pay it online because that they need it right away. And if we don't have it cut now, I would be paying it online if it has to get in because we do have a card they could use to do that.
No, I understand that, but I made arrangements with a girl. It's going to be 2, 3, 4 weeks before they even look at it.
Okay.
They only do these permits one day a week.
Okay.
And that's Wednesday.
But we should have them cut a demand check then if they don't have it in the payables here.
So I thought it was in there. I gave you the sheet.
You gave me, but it didn't tell.
Yeah, the address is there.
I think because you took the sheet back and it was just the stuff, the information on what's online.
Oh, what the hell is the woman's name? I'll have it here for you in a minute. Maybe. I think we got the slowest internet in the world here. Close to it, rather than dial up.
I'll try here. Lexus? Alex? No, Alex.
Alex, yes.
Make payable online. You may make a payment online here. Scroll up on the page like you. So the answer to the question, which I believe. Okay.
Watershed Management Division, Business and Operations Support Services, One National Drive, Davis 3. That's the building, Montpelier, Vermont.
One National. Yeah, it's at the bottom. Wow.
That's it.
I'll print it for you, Sherry.
Okay, great. Thank
you. I think.
And I guess I probably would put Alex, A-L-Y-X, Belial.
Yeah, put attention to her.
E-L, or L-E. I would send it right to her attention because seems like everything I sent to the state, I sent it 3-4 times. And I don't believe she's not there. She works from home. At least either that or she was in a nursery because it was kids crying. And I was talking to her on the phone the other day.
So if we could have Nora do a demand check tomorrow for that, that'd be great. If she could do a demand check for that and not wait 2 weeks for that. Oh, you'll be doing it? Okay. I'm actually going to email it to you because I can't get it to come out to print.
Just print it, print me off.
I don't have a print thing, though. That's right. I forwarded it to her. She's got it.
Doesn't come out. I don't know.
Yeah. It wasn't. That option to print wasn't coming out.
Yeah.
Anyways, we sent you the link. It's at the bottom of it where she signs her name. There's an address there.
All right. Then we have, this is our local emergency plan that Todd just brought in. That's all signed and ready to go. And it has all the new proper names and people and so forth and so on. with Todd's correct phone number and so forth.
That's right.
This is our new.
Sorry, I was writing. What was Todd just writing?
This is the local emergency plan. It's the adoption form is what it is.
But was that approved and
put it on you? He's going to send it in. He's emailing it in. It'll be all taken care of. You don't have to do anything with it. But we've approved it. This is the new Wells Town plan. This is the latest and greatest and the final. Keyword there is final. And you do have to send it to the surrounding municipalities. So. Okay. Prepare notice of public hearing. We've already done that. Send proposed plan to abutting municipal planning commission chairs, executive director of Rutland Regional Planning Commission, Devin Neary, Department of Housing and Community Development. And there it gives you an email for that. Notify with the second public hearing, which we've done that. Hold the planning commission hearing, which we've done that. Approval and submission by the select board. That we haven't done yet. And after that, we adopt, the select board adopts the deal. And at this point, I believe if there's any changes, they've got to be major changes. Right. You can't just, if you don't like the fact that you use somebody's first name or something instead of their last name or whatever. Yeah, hold the select board hearing. The select board makes substantial changes in concept, meaning or extent. After a public hearing, a new hearing must be warned and held. We're not doing that. And then the adoption of the plan. And congratulations, you have adopted your plan.
So, the select board will approve it after the public meeting, correct?
What's that?
The select board won't approve it till after
the hearing.
Yeah, the very last thing that gets done. Yeah, notify the public of the public hearing. That's been done. Yeah. Hold the select board here. That's coming up on the 6th. Public hearing must be held at least 30 days after the receipt of the proposed plan for the thing. If the select board makes substantial changes, then you got to then adopt the municipal plan. That's the very last thing to do. And that will have to happen. Adoption plan by majority of the select board at a meeting held after the final public hearing. So it can't be the same meeting as the final public hearing. You want this?
I can if you don't want it.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to read it or print it or your
document. I did look at it.
This one here is the new one. Yeah.
Do you want me to post it as the draft unimproved, the new draft unimproved, and get rid of the old one? I can do that. Let me do that because the other one's got all the mistakes in it. Yeah. So, sure, yeah. I'll take it to scan it and put it on the website.
Now, this one is as of, it still says March 19th.
Well, we'll say. Well, it's, oh, is it?
Now, is this a new one or not? Because this says March 19th stuff.
We should put a new date on the front.
Well, the last one said March 19th.
Well, and that's probably why they thought it was approved. It shouldn't, the date that should land on there, I think, is when we actually approve it. That's the final date. What should like? Right.
Yeah, but is this a correct?
Yes. Well, if you look at page 17, it'll tell you.
I don't want to look at any page.
Why is it?
That is both current.
Well, these all say page 20.
That?
They all say page 20.
What's that?
They all say page 20. Yeah. Until you get to the back. Oh, then they say a bunch of 48. So I might want to check that. So I'll hold off on that. Yeah, tell here, take it and you can see. Take it with you. There's like a bunch of 20s, a bunch of 48s. It's not okay. Numbered. Right.
Now, this is the plans for the slope stabilization.
Okay, before you get to there, though, do we have the form yet for the representatives for the planning commission that we're supposed to sign?
Yes, it's on the, I believe it's on the website. That's on the computer.
That was supposed to be tomorrow night.
That does not have to be in until July 1st.
You guys appointed a primary and a secondary at your meeting. Then I thought we had, you were giving us the form, then we had to approve it here and sign it. Or is this something else?
That is correct, but that part.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we don't miss something, because it was said in our minutes that, or not our minutes, your guys' minutes, that we didn't have it at the last meeting. Well, because we don't have the form.
Because we didn't, all the forms is we're going to have the chairman, vice chairman, and secretary.
Oh, so you're going.
That was always special meeting. So we didn't have it on the agenda for the representative.
So you're going to redo that.
We're going to do that.
Okay.
And I talked to Logan, and right now the representatives are our present representatives.
Yeah. Okay.
We have until either June 30th or July 1st or some point in time around there to get the paperwork.
I did not realize that. Okay.
This is the plans for the slide. Need to know what you're looking at, because I mean I know what I'm looking at, but I don't really know the whole deal. I guess there was some questions on the telephone poles that were left there. The last time we talked, they wanted the telephone poles. This time they wanted to know why the telephone poles were left there.
I thought they were taken out.
They were pulled out of the ground. They're just sitting.
Oh. If nobody wants them, we take them.
Well, they said they wanted them. So I don't know. I can't quite figure out the whole.
When you say they, are you talking about Green Mountain Power?
No. People that own the property.
Oh.
Last I heard, they said, "Oh, we'll take the poles."
Yeah. I would think the property of Green Mountain Power, or Sandy, or whoever's pole it was.
So I don't know. I don't know where we stand with the thing. Like I say, I thought they were going to be here. They have not. I don't believe they signed a letter.
I haven't seen anything.
I know Dave and Gina went up there and asked them to sign it, and that's when they started talking. Gina was supposed to be here to explain this to me because I could not be there.
Mm-hmm.
She's got issues with her father-in-law, and he's in excess of 90 years old. They got some problems. Mm-hmm. She had a family meeting that she had to attend. She called me this afternoon, so she wouldn't be here.
Yep.
So
they're not on the page numbers, are right on that one.
Yeah, but when you look, it's got to be in her page number settings when she goes to print it.
But it says on where they are. You read it. I don't know if you have just the right copy, I was saying, but.
We need to send it to you.
See if that's the right one. I don't know.
Yeah, send it to me. I can try printing it from here. Pew. We'll send it to the Wells Select Board.
It's on the same place.
Well, but if that's, let me look.
The page number on this, when I'm looking at here, the page number
are
correct.
All right, hold on. I see your version. Let me bring it up here.
Should be two versions, one right after the other, two different people names on it.
View. All right, you can continue on.
All right.
You can go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to find my agenda. Oh, the truck is here. Our truck is coming. We'll be here tomorrow. It is registered. Dave has plates, so forth. It was insured. Nora's been advised that you can do whatever needs be to do with the lease.
Insurance. And we're working on ordering a second one.
Haven't done anything officially yet. I've talked to the sales a few times. Supposed to get back to me. The thought that Dave and I had was that perhaps we would order a stainless steel body this time. And then, because it seems like every time we order a truck, we're waiting for the body. We're waiting for the body. So if we order a stainless steel body, it won't wear out. I was looking at one of Grandma's, which is 7, 8 years old. I don't know, and I'm trying to find out the difference in price. If it's ridiculous, that's one thing. But if it's not, then might be the route to go. Then you just take the body off, sell a cabin chassis, which you'll probably get more money than you get for with a body. And that's the other thing we need to come up with is a figure for to sell it. And Stan, as far as I know, still wants first refusal.
Yes.
So I go. I was going to talk to when Blake called me back to give me the price on the body. I was going to pick his brain a little bit about what they're getting for him. They don't bring money because of the kind of body it is.
Right.
It's not designed to be it. Well, it can be used as a dump truck, but it's not what the normal dump truck is.
What's Paul asking for that one that's been sitting over to heal it?
Well, they refused $20,000 for it 6 years ago. Now they're down to 17. And I've been sitting there for
a long time.
Just going to rot.
Yeah. So, well, that one's a lot worse shape than ours, and it's older than ours, but it's still, you know, you're not going to get much for it, I don't think. But I did want to just pick Blake's brain and just see what kind of money we could get, you know. Should ask for it. I mean, I'm not begrudging Stan, but I just am not a used truck salesman, so I don't know.
Right.
I mean, it's solid and could be used. The other thought that Dave had, which kind of made good sense, is if, when we order the next one and that shows up, keep well, it would be we'd be replacing Dave, the truck that Dave has driven this winter. Keep that truck, take the body off of it, put a flatbed body on it, and use it for spreading chloride, hauling culverts, you know, any long stuff like that. Because you get so little for the truck, and it would be handy. I mean, you could in fact plow snow with it should you have a breakdown. You have a spare truck to put them on out to it. So,
well,
all bad
ideas. When it gets here in how many years, we'll decide that.
I mean, the thing with these municipal trucks, you know, they don't get any miles. They don't really. I mean, like Matt Waste trucks, there's somebody in them things 40, 50, 60 hours a week when he was running, and, you know, 9 or 10 months a year. So they put some miles on it. I mean, I don't think any of these got 100,000 miles on it.
Well,
the
dump truck is probably in better shape than
Dave. Oh, I know, it does.
Seems like we put less money into it.
Yeah, well, we had to have an international motor. I'm going to get me going on that. Anyways, we got an international motor and a new one, so hopefully they made some improvements in their computer system.
I would hope so.
I guess they have. I haven't heard anything real bad on it. The Bishop kid, Brian, came, asked me about fertilizing this lawn or herbicide or any maintaining the lawn, and he gave me
spring cleanup. Okay. Spring. No.
Maintaining the lawn, fertilizing.
Yeah.
He gave me a quote here. I just got it. Spring maintenance, summer maintenance, fall maintenance, turf maintenance. $275. Well, one time is, I think the printer's about ready to pass on. $285 for spring maintenance. I believe that's crabgrass pre-emergent, 1805 fertilizer, 40% methylene urea, slow release. Do it in mid-May. That's $285. Summer maintenance is Merit preventative grub control, 20, another shot of fertilizer, met 40% metrazine, urea slow release. That's $330. And fall turf maintenance is 3206 fertilizer, 30% urea or metrazine urea. That's $300. And then turf maintenance. Treatment for broadleaf weeds, midway, $275. I would not be opposed to spending $275, but I think the rest of it's a little wild.
And this is all for this land here, right here?
Yeah. Down on a lot of land. I mean, it probably could use a dose of fertilizer. Mm-hmm. I haven't. It hasn't been fertilized since I seeded it back when I built the building 20 years ago. So.
But we need to have it done.
That doesn't include the mulching.
Three times?
No. I don't know what he charges us for that. I can't remember.
What's turf maintenance? Where do we have turf?
Malone. Grass.
Oh, that's what, okay. I was thinking the fake turf stuff. That's what I was thinking. Treatment for broadleaf weeds.
Dandelions. It's like dandelions and all that stuff.
Those are pretty flowers.
I told him I would bring it up and I brought it up.
I mean, crabgrass. Crabgrass. Have we ever had this done before?
I fertilized it when I first did it. Like I say, that was 2006.
So is this like something that is cumulative? So you have, if you see the spring, you have to do something in the fall type of thing?
I think you don't have, you could just go with that bottom fertilization and gives the lawn a kick and gets it going.
Yeah, I thought
somebody done something with dandelions out there. You don't see any dandelions.
I think he sprayed it a couple times, just with a hand sprayer, sprayed the plants because we don't seem to get too many compared to what I get.
Did you not see this or you said? I'm good with just doing the turf maintenance. If I don't, do we have a problem that we're aware of on the lawn? I don't think
so. No, it just doesn't really look very lush and green, but it's like I say, it hasn't been fertilized in 20 years. Those will get spread. I mean, who's spread a little manure on it? He's doing a metal.
Unless it's, you know, just do both of these. I don't know. The being first one. Now.
What's that?
Being in the gravel soil, it's not going to hold water that good either.
Well, we did, Bum and I scraped off all the topsoil and ran through a screen. It's all screen topsoil. About 6 inches of topsoil up there.
Yeah, but everything underneath that is
gravel. Although we do grow the best corn around. So I don't know. The bottom one is just a fertilizing thing. I can ask. That's mid-May. Turf maintenance treatment for broadleaf weeds.
So is that your suggestion and motion?
No, I'm just...
Well, we need to make a decision because it's coming up. So, I mean, if that's... I don't know what... I'm fine with that.
I am. I don't really have that
much problem. Me neither. So if you think the last one, I'm fine with that too.
I think we just give it a dose of fertilizer.
Yeah, we should do something. At least once.
Buy fertilizer. It's got broadleaf weed killer in it.
Yeah.
Be done with it.
All right. So then I can make a motion that we just do the turf maintenance. That's
spring shot of fertilizer.
In mid-May.
Broadleaf.
The turf maintenance, the treatment for broadleaf weeds in mid-May for $275.
I can ask him about mulching beds.
I think he typically does that anyway. So, do you second the motion?
So, made a motion
to do the turf maintenance. That's the treatment for broadleaf weeds in mid-May.
Yeah, that mulch thing, that was kind of like what Susan Yates used to do.
Mm-hmm.
He'd do it here and then up to the library.
For $275.
What's her name did it for years?
Susan Yates.
No, long before her. Oh. Ellen. Alan and Rich did it for years when they built the building. Well, they planned it all up.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Green Up Day is coming. Lake St. Catherine Association, we gave them money to go up to if the guy's store happens to be open that day and we get
beverages,
their goodies.
I think, or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
They reserved the bar. That's all.
I put it on the calendar after I figured out how to do it. But I didn't know what time, but I think I found where it finally said it, and I think I went back and fixed it. I don't know. I think it was the last day before I went on vacation. So
I did get a hold of Chris Pritchard and
what's her name?
Patty McCoy.
Yeah.
And see if they could rattle some cages, which they did. And we got a fat zero out of it. There is no money.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with Vermont, but I do know that they usually pave around 500 miles of road, and they're paving 120 feet of which is in the southern end of the state, Paul at Rupert, Route 30, just an 8 mile stretch. I guess the slide, should we elect to do it or whatever, is
so it sounds like we're going to have to take a loan out for it. Is that what we're probably going to have to do?
Well, I have to see what the bids come in at.
Right.
We don't know how much of a pain these people are going to be either.
Well, right.
Hold things up for a while if they want to.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already holding things up.
Well, hopefully, car doesn't fall. Everything's
in place except for that one permit, which that isn't holding up the bidding process. But
did they just buy this property?
No, she's had it for a while.
And they didn't see everything going on till now?
Well, she was advised when it happened.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I assume this is Baker Peace told her something about it.
Or Dave.
And I would think, I don't know how she could not know it. Right? Paul,
right.
I spent hours up there standing in the middle of the road directing traffic.
Well, that's why I just don't know why this didn't happen before now. Yeah.
He was up to know it.
Yeah, I don't know why now the last second.
Maybe her boyfriend there getting her stirred up.
Two grants are in. Yeah. Truck is here. I think I'm pretty well done. Unless you guys have got something. Oh, Middletown Springs in the west part. Mrs. Cronin followed me today. Years ago, we gave away part of Wells to Middletown Springs. And the only road on it, if you look at a map, there's a diagonal on the eastern part of town. It used to be basically square. We gave away the triangle. We have an agreement. I haven't seen it that we would take care of the road, which would be Sawmill Hill and help me out here, Paul.
Endless Brook,
where they come together at the corner by Wall West's house, or former house. And apparently Doug was up there, or not apparently, Doug was up there. We've done graded most every road in town to some extent. And Doug was up there finishing the end of Sawmill and around the corner. And she approached him that she wanted to know why he wasn't grading her part of the road in Middletown. And he said that he wasn't told to yet. And he tried to explain to her, I guess, that they were going to do some work on it, spread some gravel or whatever. And so she called Sherry, and Sherry referred her to me. So I was trying to explain to her what was going on. In the meantime, before I called her, I called Dave to make sure that Doug was up there, and he was up there. And he was going to go over the road, but they weren't going to take the gravel up there. They've got a couple other spots that are more pressing than that corner of the world. I tried explaining it to her, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Finally, she started screaming at me and got mad, but she slammed the phone down. So,
we donated land to them, but we take care of it?
Why did we do that? If you look at the agreement and see the names on it, you'd understand. Yeah, I went to Superior Court.
Makes no sense.
This was, 2002, I think, or 2001 or somewhere there. And I don't know. I remember it happening, but I don't know why it happened. There was a reason at the time of some extent, and they went to court and they lost.
So what's the deal now? So are you gravel up and then
we're supposed to maintain it. We plow it, we do it. I mean, and I can see it to some extent. Middletown can't get there. Mm-hmm. You know, they either got to go to Pulteney and up through, or they got to go to Wells and up through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, but I can kind of see it, and it's only, I don't know what, a couple hundred yards, maybe. And we go right, I mean, we have to do the whole road because we go all the way down to the Pulteney line on going down a hill, and we go all the length of Sawmill, obviously. Mm-hmm. So your mind's, I mean, it's not a real big deal, but I feel we should try and get, we had to replace a culvert up there. We're going to replace another culvert up there. Their culvert is installed improperly, their driveway culvert, so it washes out the road. So we've taken umpteen loads of gravel up there to repair the road every time we get one of these gully washer rainstorms. So I think we ought to talk to Middletown, and we got to find the agreement, because as I understand it, we are supposed to take care of the maintenance. That's what Dave was saying, but I haven't seen the actual verbiage as to how it's worded.
Have you checked with Nora to see if she knows?
No, this just happened at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it just happened.
I didn't realize that. I was just trying to think of something else. She may know where it's filed, that's all.
Well, I'm sure she does. Okay. Probably, if I'd have gone to look for it, I could have found it. But I just had other things on my plate.
That's fine. I didn't realize. The way you worded it, it made it sound like we didn't know where it was.
No, it just...
We haven't had a chance to look. Got it. Yep, I got it.
She just called this afternoon.
Yeah.
So, and it has, Doug did grade it, and hopefully that'll be the end of it. But I can't imagine.
Okay.
I know it was time we met up there with Middletown Springs and their highway guy and their select board and our highway guy and our select board with myself and Mr. Bremer, and I forgot who else was there. And, she came in then and had a giant fit. I parked in her driveway, which I didn't know. I didn't realize. And they had like five or six people there, and there's not really a lot of parking. I just had to pull in her driveway, and she came in. And well, I guess that's her way of operating, yell and scream. So anyways, we need to look at that, see what's going on. And that's all I have, I think. If anybody else has anything, I'd be.
Well, that's everything on the agenda.
That's pretty much it.
I think that'd be about the sign up front.
Yes, we've got to do something. That sign is junk.
I've looked. There's nothing besides those stupid things that, you know, that they're a little bit heavy on the side and stuff. But unless you get, I mean, that's big enough that you're going to see from the road, you know what I mean? Unless you get into more like what the Woodman has, you know, but then you're in front of your,
a lot of money.
You are right. I mean, otherwise it's just buying something like that maybe it's got plastic that's a little bit heavier and put weights
probably
on.
Probably might end up doing something like putting something on as much as they.
But they can't really see that from the road then, right?
Well, the other one's sitting on a porch. It's a foot further.
Yeah, I know. It's not much different.
Well, no, I don't see where you can get one like that. But you don't.
Well, it doesn't need to be very big. I mean, it's got as much verbiage as I've ever seen on it right now, and half of that's outdated.
But the ones, at least I have, I'll keep the ones I've seen. They don't have.
Really?
The ones that I'm seeing that go like on a building, the letters aren't that big. They're smaller. That's what I mean. The ones I see that can go onto a wall or a building, the letters aren't this big. They're smaller. That's what I mean by you're not going to be able to see it. I mean, I can keep, I'll keep looking, but the slots aren't as wide apart to put up something like that. That's why I'm saying you're not going to see. Right.
I mean, another thing I thought, that's what I thought about was drilling the concrete, but we got that stupid box out there. Another rocket scientist.
But that's a stupid, it's plastic to drill into concrete. It's not going to last. It's not a sturdy thing, I don't think. And I mean, feel free, everybody take, if you're bored some night, take a look. I'm not
fussy. We get a lot of wind here. I mean,
I just don't think there's a good, that's not a good place. Sherry's
picked the thing up 100 times. I picked it up 100
I would just throw it away, honestly. I wouldn't fool with it anymore.
I picked it up one day and went to gravel, came back, and it was back on the lawn again by the time we got back to gravel.
I would throw the piece of shit crap away. I mean, really, it's not worth it.
I mean, it's taking a lot of hits.
I mean, people should know when things are. We post it online, it's in their books. I mean,
what is you go to Rutland every day? Oh, you probably never buy there.
Why?
Oh, Rutland Town Town Hall there on the right hand side, going up the hill past the Proctor Turn. They've got a sign. I think it's on the building.
It's, well, Town of Rutland?
Yeah, their town hall's on the right hand side.
Oh,
just before you get to the mobile station and the furniture store and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe they have a sign of some kind bolted to the building with changeable letters.
But their building's closer to the road, correct? Is it right? Close to the road.
Ooh,
I can look. I'll try to remember when I go. I'll try to go that way someday and look. I'll keep looking. I just know that the things I see that like to go on a building, it's just the letters aren't that as big. So, and you don't want a huge thing mounted to your building either. I just wish there was a sign just like that that you could get that's more metal with the,
right.
The you know, that you don't have to have out there. I'm just not finding it yet, but it might, it unless you probably go into special made stuff like the sign we got, the Woodman, they probably make one that doesn't have to be mounted, that goes, but it's,
yeah, well,
you're talking quite a bit of money.
That was like a 5-figure sign.
Front of Granville High School was like $6,000-$7,000.
Yeah, no, ours was like.
I mean, it's got a temperature and a time and all that other crap.
Right, that was the one that was like $10,000, which we wanted. But got voted down. This one was the cheaper one that was like five, I think.
Yeah, Josh made the frame for it and just move the frame or something. And just have just the board, mount the board onto the framework.
Yeah.
I know that one that North Gravel Fire Department.
Fire Stigil.
That was stupid.
I heard that. Yes.
What did they pay for that one? That
was
that.
That was like 25, 30 grand.
Yeah, because you can put pictures and everything else on it. That one's pictures on that. I mean, but it is nice to have. I mean, I wish we did that at the Woodman as far as a digital, that you can just program it to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because going out there, changing those stupid things are awful. Yeah, he's doing it now because it wasn't being upkept. It's filthy. It's not cleaned. It would have been smart to go the other way, really, in the long run. But I will continue to look.
Oh. I don't know. Did you get the sales transaction for that quarry yet? $200,000. Quarry just sold on a gear road for $200,000.
No.
20 acres or 19 acres.
I had the one before that was $180,000.
Well, maybe that's the one. It's
K and G.
This one's, can't think who it is. It's real recent, last month, maybe month and a half.
Yeah, we just talked about
something from K&G for $180,000 that I gave you the copy of.
All right, that's the one. Yeah, which
I sent that to Merrill.
$180,000 for roughly 20 acres, and I believe they paid $11,000 for roughly 20 acres of their quarry, which supposedly isn't being used. Hopefully we did. We send a copy to Merrill.
You were talking, you gave her a name with somebody from Granville that you found out about or something? You talked to somebody?
I gave her a name, Niall, from
Castle, who they use.
They're from Castleton, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom Collard gave me a name.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from her. She hasn't either contacted him or he doesn't do it or won't do it or whatever.
I'm sure she'll let us know. All right.
I don't know where the thing is going, but I guess in the Supreme Court. And that will cost you some money.
Can I suggest that your next meeting for the park? I don't think you need to have budget discussions on your agenda anymore. It looks like the same minutes are being recopied. Yeah.
Well,
you only need that during budget time, so.
Right.
Unless you have a project or something you want to talk about budget for, I would not have
it on there. Small signs or something. Take
is everything ordered now and set to go? Okay. Good. I know you, Don said you guys are talking about putting the frame on.
Yep.
Are you going to give it? Did you get the stuff to Don or something? Yeah.
One way to go.
Yeah. Oh, he's going on vacation this week, so not this week. Right. We got everything? We all set?
I believe we are, pretty much.
Want me to make a motion?
I'd say it would be a wonderful
idea. All right, make a motion. We adjourn this meeting at 8:02 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good night, everybody, and stuff.